This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
We're going to talk Governor Walz right here. My plan wasn't to go back-to-back politics, but the comments from Senator Aaron May Quaid, I felt were required for me to address. This is on me because I should have addressed this yesterday, but we got caught up in other matters, but it's still germane. So this involves, I guess we'd have to call him now the occasional governor of Minnesota. You know, he's occasionally here. He wasn't here a lot when he was running for vice president. I get that. Now he's once again trying to raise his profile to make himself viable to run for the presidency in 2028. So town halls in Iowa and Wisconsin and potentially one in Minnesota. And this is from the other day in Wisconsin. Here is the governor talking about Tesla.
On my phone, I know some of you know this on the iPhone, they've got that little stock app. I added Tesla to it to give me a little boost during the day. 225 and dropping. So, and if you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know, and take out just tell.
This gives him a boost. Give me a break, honestly. What is your word for this? For governor, when you hear what Governor Walz had to say, maybe you're elated. Maybe you love it. Maybe you find it appalling. Maybe you find it astounding. Maybe you find it pandering, because those are words for me. I have not been shy in criticizing the bludgeoning approach from Elon Musk with Doge. As I've said dozens and dozens of times, and we'll do it again here. Of course we should look at the size of government, local, state, federal. And when you have redundancy and when it's unnecessary and when it's wasting money and when it's sending money where it's not needed, great. Let's take a surgical approach. He's highly, highly intelligent. I give him credit for being a part of it. By the way, he's doing it also for himself. Let's not be that magnanimous. Okay. It benefited him greatly when he gave the $300 million to Donald Trump. It benefited him greatly with his profile. But what the governor of a state, including this state, should be saying is I'm glad when a business, a large business, an enormous business that hires, I've seen different numbers of how many workers in this country. I saw 120,000. I saw 100,000. I saw 80,000. Governor Walz gets great pleasure when that company is struggling. Really? And of course, I can go to the obvious one. Our state pension, where he's the chair of the board. Guess what we have in our retirement fund? Oh, I don't know. 1.6 million shares of Tesla? So when Tesla is going down, guess what? People in our state are getting hurt. I get boycotts. Okay? I thought the Budweiser boycott a few years ago on Bud Light over Dylan Mulvaney was playing to the worst. Oh no, they're coming to get you. They're trying to change who you're attracted to. What a shock. Bud Light was looking at an influencer who was popular and they tried something. They weren't trying to change who you were attracted to. And then so many people spoke out about that, including friends of mine who were upset about it, and then were buying beer from the same company. But we really want the governor of a state to encourage a company where a lot of people have stock in it through direct stock, a 401k, whatever it might be. We want a governor to say, as he's pandering to his base, it gives him a boost when this stock is going down. Astounding. And I guess this is where we're at, predictable. I think Elon Musk and his use of the R word and other things he does and the lack of truth with what Doge is doing when they've been double checked, it's absolutely worth noting. The vandalism which is taking place with Tesla, indefensible. When an automobile auto show in Vancouver is forcing them out. Now, again, this is tied to the tariff nonsense and the 51st state nonsense. That's ridiculous also. And if you don't want to buy a Tesla, fine. If you're bothered by Elon so much, you want to sell your Tesla, that's your call. But a governor of a state who wants our country and the state to prosper now is happy and elated when the stock market is dropping and our retirement fund for the state pension has 1.6 million shares. This is really an astute observation by Governor Walz, tone deaf to reality. That's what I think it is. What do you think? What do you want to say about it? Because I think it is a giant mistake, but this is what you do. If you want to stay relevant, you kiss up to the winds of your party. Republicans are every bit as capable. In this case, we're talking about the governor of this state. What is your one word or multiple words you want to say about Governor Walz and his comments about Tesla? Because I've offered up some of mine, tone deaf, pandering, astounding. I am not a fan in any way of a governor of a state cheering against a company. Is he the only one to do it? Of course not. But guess what? He's the governor of this state, so we're going to talk about him a little bit more. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. 800-919-9226. Let's get a lot of texts and calls. The governor of this state says he gives a boost. He's happy. Gives him pleasure when Tesla stock is going down. I don't agree at all. No. Funny. I would rather have companies that employ 80, 100, 120,000 employees in the United States of America. I'd rather have those companies succeed. I don't really think we should vandalize those cars. I don't think we should shoot those cars. That doesn't mean you have to buy one. It doesn't mean you have to agree with Elon, with Doge, and I've made that point. Before we get to a call and read some of your texts, here's something also that doesn't fly. This is the Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick. This isn't just a supporter of Donald Trump. This is the Commerce Secretary on cable TV last night.
He's the guy who's going to build the next generation technology. I think if you want to learn something on this show tonight, buy Tesla. It's unbelievable that this guy's stock is this cheap. It'll never be this cheap again. When people understand the things he's building, the robots he's building, the technology he's building, people are going to be dreaming of today and Jesse Waters and thinking, gosh, I should have bought Elon Musk's stock. I mean, who wouldn't invest in Elon Musk? You got to be kidding.
I'm sure he was grilled by Jesse Waters last night on Fox. No. Of all people, the Commerce Secretary from the current administration shouldn't be encouraging you to buy a product which, oh, by the way, the number two guy in the administration is the owner. That's really what we're doing? And I'll get to it now because somebody brings up, well, it's okay if Trump does it? Of course not. And I've made that point constantly. But we're allowed to weave in that or not talk about that and talk specifically about what the governor of this state is doing. Let's take a look at some of your texts. Based on recent events, I no longer consider myself a Democrat or a Republican. I'm going to go independent. Just learned about the comments that Walls has offered up with Tesla stocks. Though I would absolutely agree that we need to cut the fat out of the government, there's plenty. I absolutely disagree with the way that Elon Musk is doing it. Oh, by the way, he's not even an elected official. I didn't think Walls was finding joy in the entire stock market being down. I think he was finding joy in the Tesla stock being down. I hope I made that clear. I don't want Americans who have Tesla stock solely or a part of their mutual fund or in any way to suffer. Hey, markets go up and down. I get it. And we're on more of a downtrend of late because maybe in the long run tariffs will work, but they're not working right now. But yeah, the governor with the retirement fund loaded with Tesla stock is saying this makes him happy, gives him pleasure. More texts. Good for you, Chad, calling out the governor. I didn't vote for Harris Walls or Trump Vance. It's irresponsible of him, and he's a hypocrite. I'm so upset about the surplus, which has now turned into a projected deficit. I'm a small business owner and property owner that pays a hefty tax to the state. I'm disgusted by our collective state and federal government representation. Thanks for being a voice of reason. Thank you. I am more and more a centrist by the day in this country. Left shaking my head. And you, of course, get to vociferously, passionately, intellectually disagree with me. Because I'll get to some texts from folks who are just elated that the governor's in. Well, let's just get to one right here. Love that Walls hit on Musk and Tesla. Love to see Tesla suffer. Seniors and poor children don't have to be the only ones suffering. We have a president who panders to his base with the same type of speech. Trump has taken us to a hate thy neighbor standard. Of course, Donald Trump panders. Of course, individuals look the other way and stick their head in the sand when Donald Trump says nonsense. So that means you want other governors of the other party, and in this case, a governor who got his butt kicked by Donald Trump, and you know I didn't vote for Trump, okay, that they should play to the same level and should share. Are we really going to do this now where various governors are just going to say, well, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican, so on a regular basis, I'm going to advocate for companies where I think their owners align with me, and I'm going to push against and I'm going to encourage you not to buy the products from the companies where their politics, from what I know, don't match up with me. Really? That's where we're going? Come on. More of the text on the town hall situation. I might be done with town halls. In fact, I want to talk to Jason about that when he joins in a little bit. I would rather town halls happen. I don't want town halls, whether it's Tim Walz or Tom Emmer or any, or my God, maybe an independent. What a shocker that might be. I don't want those just to turn into fill in the blank. You're amazing. You're amazing. I want there to be fair questioning. I don't think it always has to be from the media. The constituents should have a voice. And I know things get magnified quite a bit because of talk radio and social media, and that there are many town halls where it doesn't turn into a fiasco, but so many do. And it's not a fiasco, by the way, when you push and follow up. It turns into a fiasco when the question and the chaos is what you're about, and you're really there for yourself to be a disruption. I hate when politicians hide. I detest it when they just go to softball home team coverage. And that's why conceptually they make sense. But both parties can be guilty of this, and they're just getting worse and worse. Let's squeeze in a call here on someone who wants to chime in on the Walz conversation. Paula has called in. Paula, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, Paula. Go ahead.
My two words to describe him would be embarrassing and deflecting. I cringe when I hear him talk. And I think he has way bigger issues to be concerning himself with other than Tesla, who happened to be the darling of everybody until he started working for Trump. And, you know, we had the biggest fraud happen in the whole country on his watch. So I'd say he has way bigger problems to be concerned about than trashing Tesla.
Thank you, Paula. Appreciate that. You know, we talked a fair amount about feeding our future yesterday. We didn't talk as much about the money. Such a staggering amount of money, which still has not been found. 190 million.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still has not been found.